Satsanga Salon, where the beach walk leads somewhere you didn't expect.
Today, we're following a single insight from Purushottama: what it means to stop seeking attention from the outside world and turn it inward. Let's start with that realization on the beach.
The setup here is deceptively ordinary. A working holiday in Mexico, walks on the beach, swimming in cenotes. But something lands mid-stroll that reframes a pretty fundamental human habit: the need to be seen.
The post traces it back to a specific moment of noticing. The observation is that we seek attention in many ways, and that it is natural to seek attention, until we are ourselves giving attention to our true being in self-remembering or right remembering.
So the hunger for outside attention isn't a character flaw. It's a placeholder. It fills the space until something else does. That's a meaningful distinction, because it shifts the question from what's wrong with me to what am I actually missing?
And the post names what replaces it. Once you begin nourishing your being with your own attention, the need for external validation doesn't get managed or suppressed. It simply evaporates. That's the word used, evaporates.
Evaporates is doing a lot of work there. Not diminishes, not becomes manageable, gone. Which is either very reassuring or a very high bar, depending on where you're standing.
The post ties this directly to the Buddha's instruction, be a light unto yourself, reading it as at least one answer to why that phrase matters. Self-remembering isn't a spiritual luxury. It's the actual source that makes external approval unnecessary.
What I find interesting is the framing of attention as nourishment. You're not fighting the craving. You're feeding the thing that was hungry all along, just from a different direction.
Right. And the setting isn't incidental. The observation arrives mid-walk, surrounded by suntans and tattoos and what the post calls undulating buttocks. All of it display. All of it a bid for eyes. The insight emerges from inside the phenomenon it's describing.
The idea that self-remembering makes external attention unnecessary? That's not a small claim.
No, it's the kind of thing that sounds simple until you actually try it. More from Satsang Salon next time.